Proclamation number 6713 of 12th of December, 1956. Without God's address, no human being can mature. The more you immerse yourselves in my word, the brighter it will become within you, and the more strength will fill you to live according to my word. For I myself impart this strength to you if you let yourselves be addressed by me. And now you will also know the lack of strength and light people are in who never look for the opportunity to hear or read my word. Who never let themselves be addressed by me, who pass by indifferently when my word is offered to them. Although this lack of strength and light only affects them spiritually, so that these people can certainly appear confidently and powerfully in earthly life and also have worldly knowledge at their disposal, yet their souls are in darkness and weakness, and such people cannot work on their spiritual perfection and don't want to either, because they are completely unaware of the desolate situation they're in. One day after the other can pass without them once opening their heart and ear for my word. And every day is a lost one in their earthly life, for it could have brought them light and strength and was left unused. And it is also difficult for my bearers of light to find access to such human hearts which immediately reject when their attention is drawn to the most important thing in earthly life, to the intimate bond with me, which can be established by willingly listening to my word and can now be deepened by my address, so that the influx of strength and light can now take place. My bearers of light certainly have the task to proclaim my gospel, to convey my word to people, which they must hear in order to be able to fulfill their purpose of earthly life. Yet my word must be listened to of their own free will, the human being must be willing to live it out, and the bearers of light seldom find this willingness, and no matter how delicious gifts they hand out, they are not desired, and the doors remain closed to my bearers of light through which I myself wanted to enter in order to bring salvation to them. And even if the proclamations of the word take place in every possible way, whether they are living or dead proclamations of the word, too few people are addressed because those places are partly avoided where my word is heard, and because the words often only echo in the ear and do not reach people's hearts. Yet only I myself can convey strength and light, thus I myself must also address the human being and he must willingly listen to me. The supply of light and strength is necessary to achieve the purpose of life, that the soul matures for the spiritual kingdom. But people's will and thoughts are only bound by the earthly world, and all vitality is utilized earthly. For this reason it is also good when my proclaimers of the word also appear in this earthly world, when they speak everywhere, when they are not afraid to speak where it is otherwise not customary. And I will equip just such proclaimers with special strength so that they will bear witness to me and my kingdom with confessing courage. These are only ever opportunities I offer to those who keep away from the places where my word is preached, for no one shall be able to say that he has not even been addressed by me myself. And even if the occasion of such proclamations of the word appears to be an adversary's attack, if I allow it, it is not unfounded either, and there are so many of my ways that everyone can be taken and leads to the aim if I myself have pointed it out. And where it is only within the realm of possibility, there a light shall also be kindled. For human hearts walk in deepest darkness and shall be led out of this night. Amen.